of each noble soldier, for only the warrior who hopes can be brave. Hope you in the Lord and renew your strength, soar you up on eagle's wings. Tirelessly run the long race that's set before you, your life is on the Father's sing.
Welcome, everyone. I'd like to warmly welcome everyone to this Wednesday gathering, a live teleconference prayer and gratitude meeting hosted by the Foundation for Prayerful Living and open to all. We are delighted that you have joined us as a participant in the spiritual oasis. For those of you with a computer, our web address for this meeting is prayerfulgathering.com. To hear previous healing messages, click on the link labeled Wednesday Gathering Audio Archive on the prayerfulgathering.com webpage. We'll continue in song with hymn number 2.
The watchword has been spoken, the light has broken forth. Far shines the blessed token upon the startler. To hearts and homes united, the blessed truth.
Welcome again to this healing meeting at prayerfulgathering.com. The topic of today's healing message is Hope and Faith Bring Blessings. I'll be reading from the King James Version of the Bible and correlative passages from the Christian Science textbook, Science and Health, with Key to the Scriptures by Mary Baker Eddy, the discoverer and founder of Christian Science. The Holy Bible. Psalms. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart, all ye that hope in the Lord. Genesis. Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. And God said unto Noah, the end of all flesh is come before me, for the earth is filled with violence through them, and behold, I will destroy them with the earth. Make thee an ark of gopher wood. Rooms shalt thou make in the ark, and shalt pitch it within and without with pitch. And behold, I do bring a flood of waters upon the earth, to destroy all flesh, wherein is the breath of life from under heaven, and everything that is in the earth shall die. But with thee I will establish my covenant, and thou shalt come into the ark, thou and thy sons and thy wife and thy sons' wives with thee. And every living thing of all flesh, two of every sort, shalt thou bring into the ark, to keep them alive with thee. They shall be male and female. Thus did Noah according to all that God commanded him. So he did. And the rain was upon the earth 40 days and 40 nights, and every living substance was destroyed which was upon the face of the ground, both man and cattle and creeping things and the fowl of the heaven, and they were destroyed from the earth. And Noah only remained alive, and they that were with him in the ark. And the waters prevailed upon the earth 150 days. And God remembered Noah and every living thing and all the cattle that was with him in the ark. And God made a wind to pass over the earth, and the waters assuaged. And he sent forth a raven, which went forth to and fro, until the waters were dried up from the earth. Also he sent forth a dove from him, to see if the waters were abated from off the face of the ground. But the dove found no rest for the sole of her foot, and she returned unto him into the ark. And he stayed yet another 7 days. And again he sent forth the dove out of the ark. And the dove came to him in the evening, And lo, in her mouth was an olive leaf plucked off. So Noah knew that the waters were abated from off the earth. And he stayed yet another 7 days, and sent forth the dove, which returned not again unto him any more. Psalms. But I will hope continually, and will let praise thee more and more. Luke. And he looked up, and saw the rich men casting their gifts into the treasury. And he saw also a certain poor widow casting in thither 2 mites. And he said, Of a truth I say unto you, that this poor widow hath cast in more than they all, for all these have of their abundance cast in unto the offerings of God. But she of her penury hath cast in all the living that she had. Jeremiah. Blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord, and whose hope the Lord is. Mark. And a certain woman, which had an issue of blood 12 years, and had suffered many things of many physicians, and had spent all that she had, was nothing bettered, but rather grew worse. When she had heard of Jesus, came in the press behind and touched his garment. For she said, If I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole. And straightway the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. And Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that virtue had gone out of him, turned about him in the press and said, Who touched my clothes? And his disciples said unto him, Thou seest the multitude thronging thee, and sayest thou, Who touched me? And he looked round about to see her that had done this thing. But the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what was done in her, came and fell down before him and told him all the truth. And he said unto her, Daughter, thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace and be whole of thy plague. Jeremiah, For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. And from Science and Health, It is love which paints the petal with myriad hues, glances in the warm sunbeam, arches the cloud with the bow of beauty, blazons the night with starry gems, and covers earth with loveliness. Arc. Safety. The idea or reflection of truth proved to be as immortal as its principle. The understanding of spirit, destroying belief in matter, God and man, coexistent and eternal. Dove, a symbol of divine science, purity and peace, hope and faith. Who would stand before a blackboard and pray the principle of mathematics to solve the problem? The rule is already established, and it is our task to work out the solution. Shall we ask the divine principle of all goodness to do his own work? His work is done, and we have only to avail ourselves of God's rule in order to receive his blessing, which enables us to work out our own salvation. The divine being must be reflected by man, else man is not the image and likeness of the patient, tender, and true, the one altogether lovely. But to understand God is the work of eternity and demands absolute consecration of thought, energy, and desire. Question. You speak of belief. Who or what is it that believes? Answer. Spirit is all-knowing. This precludes the need of believing. Matter cannot believe, and mind understands. The body cannot believe. The believer and belief are one and are mortal. Christian evidence is founded on science or demonstrable truth, flowing from immortal mind, and there is in reality no such thing as mortal mind. Mere belief is blindness without principle, from which to explain the reason of its hope. The belief that science is sentient and intelligent matter is erroneous. The Apostle James said, "Show me thy faith without thy works, and I will show thee my faith by my works." The understanding that life is God, Spirit, lengthens our days by strengthening our trust in the deathless reality of life, its almightiness and immortality. This faith relies upon an understood principle. This principle makes whole the diseased and brings out the enduring and harmonious phases of things. The result of our teachings is their sufficient confirmation. When on the strength of these instructions you are able to banish a severe malady, the cure shows that you understand this teaching, and therefore you receive the blessing of truth. The Hebrew and Greek words often translate belief differ somewhat in meaning from that conveyed by the English verb believe. They have more the significance of faith, understanding, trust, constancy, firmness. Hence, the scriptures often appear in our common version to approve and endorse belief when they mean to enforce the necessity of understanding. What is termed material sense can report only a mortal temporal sense of things, whereas spiritual sense can bear witness only to truth. To material sense, the unreal is the real until this sense is corrected by Christian science. Spiritual sense, contradicting the material senses, involves intuition, hope, faith, understanding, fruition, reality. Good must dominate in the thoughts of the hearer, or his demonstration is protracted, dangerous, and impossible in science. A wrong motive involves deceit. In the science of mind healing, it is imperative to be honest, for victory rests on the side of immutable right. To understand God strengthens hope, enthrones faith in truth, and verifies Jesus' word, "Lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world." Resisting evil, you overcome it and prove its nothingness. Not human platitudes, but divine beatitudes reflect the spiritual light and might which heal the sick. To those leaning on the sustaining infinite, today is big with blessings.